Speaking of, guys and girls, speaking of essays, speaking of psychologist types who get really angry when you have some child, adolescent, write an essay on this program, a number of times, of course, I've suggested that for misbehavior, you can require an essay of so many words of a certain topic. For example, 500-word essay, Dear 14-Year-Old Son, on why I should respect my mother at all times. Okay? Now, the problem here is if anyone tries to deny the innate physiological gender-wired differences between boys and girls, reality will hit them upside the head like a 2x4. And reality being a male, because he uses a 2x4. I might assign my daughter or my son an essay. I'll get the letter from my son. Dear Mom and Dad and all the people in our family, I am sorry that I told Sarah to get out of my room when she came in because I did not say it nice. And I should not do it because it was not nice. And you should be nice to your sister because she is your sister and you have to be nice to her. And that's why I know that you do not like it when I am not nice. And Grandma does not like it. Dad does not like it. Sarah does not like it. John does not like it. And St. Peter does not like it. And Blessed Mother does not like it. And Jesus does not like it. And all the angels and saints do not like it. And so I should be nice. He's 20. And then my daughter will write the same essay. Dearest Mother and Father, while I recognize you somewhat have concluded that my behavior is a bit inappropriate, I fail to understand how you could come to that conclusion, especially given the fact that you were nowhere near the scene of the incident at the time. Furthermore, I seem to notice that when Sarah offers her observations, her unique individual perceptions of the particular incident in question, you are much more prone to take Sarah's side. I fail to understand why you seem to show such faith. She's ripping us up in the essay! She's 7. Go ahead. I dare ya. Compare an essay by a girl with an essay by a boy. And then say, well, you know, no. English skills, verbal skills, ability to express and articulate, that's just a socialized thing. That's all it is. It's just a socialized thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My daughters could write essays when they were 2. In cursive, with flowers around the outside of the paper. In triplicate, with binders and a clear, transparent cover. And they got them copyrighted by a large local publishing house. My sons couldn't really print an essay until they were 17. And then it was written in crayon, in block print. It had some kind of food stain on it. I couldn't tell. You couldn't read half of it because there was some caloric input of something. It was either food or something from outside. I don't know what it was. Handed to me. It looked like it had been hit with some kind of howitzer shell. They left it somewhere out in the rain through a hurricane on fire. And they handed it to me. Here, Dad. I really worked hard on it. I want to go back to when I was in psychology school and say to all those profs who told me things like the subtle social norming influences of gender identity, I want to say, did you ever have a girl and a boy? Did you ever even walk by a girl and a boy? Did you ever talk to a girl and a boy? I know what your book says. Did your book have a picture of a boy and a girl in it? Does your book kind of understand that they're different? And his answer would be, my book was written by a girl. And it said something like, the psychological ramifications of the gender differences and the identity issues involved in the male and female of the species have often been a controversial subject for debate. I said, how do you know it was written by a girl? He said, because if it was written by a boy, it'd say, what time's the game on?